Stock disease affect anyone? Andrew Tardella. Andrew Tardella is Tardella. T as in Thomas. Tardella. Tardella. Date of birth 3/8/89. And the date of visit is 9/16/24. Please make copy for Hezi Cohen, M.D. Hezi, H-E-Z-I. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Hezi, thank you for sending Andrew Tardella for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 35-year-old male who has... had a history of depression and anxiety. Has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion for over 3 months. Period. The patient was noted to be anemic. Was seen in the emergency room on 7/22/24 for shortness of breath, but no specific etiology was found, and the patient had been on iron replacement. He had no chest pains and denies any cough, but has occasional wheezing. And upon being in the emergency room, his O2 sets were over 95% on room air. And a chest x-ray a chest CT done on 9/6/24 showed a moderate to large size hiatal hernia containing a large portion of the stomach and mild atelectasis in the left base. The can you please add instead of no chest pain, the patient has had intermittent chest pains not related to activity, but no cough or sputum production. Okay, next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of right ankle fracture with repair, history of anemia diagnosed in 2019 and continued through 2024. He had a duplication cyst of the stomach that was operated upon earlier in the year with repair of the duodenum. The patient does have mild hypertension and hyperlipidemia and depression. Oh, can you please change hyperlipidemia? Patient has mild hypertension and depression. And anxiety. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked tobacco per day for 14 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. He did some vaping intermittently worked as worked on vacuum. I'm sorry. Worked on air conditioning systems. Next paragraph, habits, I'm sorry, not habits, family history. Both parents in good health. And father had issue of bladder cancer on chemo. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, review of systems. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. He has double vision, no cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency or flank pains. He has abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, rectal bleeding, and black stools, and constipation. He has chest pains, jaw pains, calf muscle, I'm sorry, arm pains and palpitations. He has depression, anxiety. He has easy bruising and bleeding gums. And he has headaches and memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. I'm sorry, he has some itching. Next paragraph. Medalist, lisinopril, 10 milligrams a day, buprenorphine, 8 milligram BID, fluoxetine, 40 milligrams daily. Olanzapine, 5 milligrams daily. And 20 milligrams RHS. Next physical exam. This averagely built a young male patient in no acute distress. There was no pallosinosis, clubbing of perfedema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure was 138 by 80, pulse 92, respiration 20, tension 97.5, weight is 180 pounds, saturation is 97. HENT announced phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields were essentially clear. There was no wheezes or crackles. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel, sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor defects, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea etiology to be determined. And number 2 is reactive airways disease. Number 3, rule out pulmonary embolism. Number 4, hiatal hernia with reflux. Number 5 is hypertension. Number 6 is depression and anxiety. Next paragraph, blind the patient has been advised to get a complete PFT as well as a ventilation perfusion lung scan to rule out P. It will also get a 2D echocardiogram and continue with the albuterol and inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Repeat CBC to be done. And GI evaluation to be completed. The patient was advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks or early if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Ezzy Cohen, MD. Okay.